BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Tuesday's podcast. We're in for Grimmy this week. Can I get a win today on Bangers? Rob, our listener, plays Real or No Real. Another round of library tennis with two students in dissertation hell. And we welcome Fred and Cece from Channel 4's First Dates to Innuendo Bingo. Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1. This is
the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Good morning. You join me drinking from one of those massive mugs that you only get from that sports shop. How many spoons of coffee are you supposed to put in one of these? Because they're huge, aren't they?
Yeah, but that's a different game. Because that's like, it's almost like a stein of coffee. It looks more than a pint.
It is definitely more than a pint. It's four spoons of instant coffee too much, because that's what's in there. Is that too much?
And you get through it at such a rate as well.
Oh, wait till seven. Talking really fast. Hope you're right this morning. It's Tuesday morning and it's us in for Grimmy. You're going to love this. I've just gone through my bag from yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't got my wallet today, lads, so...
Oh, no, not another back of the cab situation.
No, I know where it is. It's in the jacket that I wore to the show yesterday.
Which is in the back of a cab.
No, it's in my house. But breakfast is not on me this morning, lads, just to let you know now.
Well, it was on me yesterday, so...
I know, but I thought that I'd say it on air rather than say it while the songs are playing, because it makes it kind of less awkward for me, because...
That's unreal, isn't it? Two days in a row now. Is your name above the doors?
So if you could... Well, I'll need two things. One, if you could buy me the breakfast this morning, and two, if one of you in the studio could just lend me like a tenner just to get me through the day, that would be good. Because it's in my jacket at home. I'll leave which one to sort out with what, but if one of you could do either or both, that would be fantastic, thanks.
This is
the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm waking up now. That'll be the four scoops of coffee then. Cheers. Mm. Cheers.
I'll not, of course, that you have any coffee in the studio.
No. No, I don't. But I just do keep nipping outside for a little sip. Coming up, Mike Posner and DNCE. I'm such a mess this morning. I'm throwing things all over the place. You hear that then? Throwing my phone over there.
You're doing that classic thing of just settling in.
Yeah, it's like I got here quite early this morning, but I'm not quite ready yet.
Yeah, you haven't got stuff out your bag, so that's happening now. See what I mean? Get your lunch out.
We've got a gym kit there.
And then obviously a lot of people can't see what goes on, but Scott... Generally, at the start of the show, he'll kind of sit down, and over the first couple of songs, he'll get like his pencil case out. He'll get just everything, so he's nice and ready.
My protractor.
And then by 7 o'clock, it's fully on.
Yeah. So, hello. A little insight into what happens in the first half hour of the show. There, it's 6:43. Our listeners are so kind, kinder than you lot. Matt from Exmouth says, Scott, all you need to do is send me your account number and sort code and I will transfer £10 to you to help you out today.
Can we test this? Is this not allowed? Let's see how many people would lend you a tenner.
Hmm. Well, Matt from Exmouth is well on board as long as I send him all of my account details.
Oh, right, yeah. I actually don't think it would be that many people.
Well, let's test it. 81199.
That's not your sort code, is it?
No.
No.
Is it?
You're the kind of person who would have that as your account number there.
Emily, listen, this is what Emily's saying. You must have the facility to pay with things on your phone. It's 2016. Emily, do you really think that I would have bothered to set that up? Think about it. As we've said before on the show, we're running out of music. Now, remind me, this obviously is the Inspector Gadget theme tune.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
What song does this sound like again?
For me, it sounds exactly like the new Panic at the Disco song, Victorious.
It does, it does, yeah.
It's this bit here. Inspector Gadget.
Good morning, it's 6:44.
Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What are you doing in the day on Thursday?
I really don't know.
That's 2 days away. Can you check now?
Well,
it's in your phone. I know your diary's in your phone.
Well, generally what happens, we'll do the show, and then we'll have some meetings.
Mm-hmm.
So I assume that's on. I've got a couple of things in the phone.
Yep.
In fact, weirdly, so it says in my phone, Thursday 21st, it says Dep R1 Breakfast Show.
That's right.
There's also a note in there that says Scott. Not sure what that refers to. And also, there's another note, well, this might be why, Queen's anniversary.
It's the Queen's birthday.
Is it?
On Thursday.
Right.
Yes.
Fine, so we...
So, I are you already booked in with me?
I think this, like, this might even be... You know where you can set up yearly reminders? Perhaps you... Maybe we did something for the Queen's anniversary last year and it's now in my phone for this year. I'm not sure.
Her Majesty is 90. So right. I thought we could make a day of it.
Okay.
I've just had this... I don't know whether you signed up to any voucher websites, but there's one that rhymes with Hoopon. Do you know that one?
Mm.
Fantastic Queen's afternoon tea. It's £15.
At the palace?
No. It's at a hotel. But listen to this. You get... I'm just reading the offer now. You get a teapot cocktail for one, and all the cakes have got cute little Union Jack flags in.
So you want to have a large one for the Queen's birthday?
No, I don't want a large one. I just want like an afternoon tea would be nice to pay our respects to Her Majesty on her 90th.
I don't see the point of afternoon tea. Oh, I'm going to have to stand up.
Don't know if you know this, but every time we play the national anthem, Chris does stand up and then sits down again when it finishes or stops.
It's a respect thing, Scott.
I know, I get it completely. But I do, I really do like it that you, any time it gets played anywhere, and I've been with you a few times where it's been on TV and that, and you will stand up.
Right, why don't we have a large one for the Queen's birthday then on Thursday? Let's put that in the diary.
No.
Because we are overdue a bit of a catch-up on that front, so what better excuse?
Also, what do you mean about, I don't understand the point of afternoon tea? It'll be really nice, very British.
So boring.
What do you mean? Little scones there, a few little cakes with like flags in.
Exactly, it's tiny cakes, isn't it?
Off you go again. And down. And up.
Oh,
and down.
Come on.
And up.
I'm gonna stand up now until this game's
over. Little royal workout for you there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Leon wants to press his buzzer for Iggy Azalea's Swedish horse voice yesterday as best thing of 2016. That was weird, wasn't it? Also, good morning to Sophie, who's getting ready for school, listening to Radio 1, and says, brilliant wake-up tunes this morning. Thank you. Meghan Trainor, no. Ed Sheeran with Sing. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Scott and Chris.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Pleasantly good.
Pleasantly good.
Pleasantly good.
It's early in the morning. What can you expect?
What do you do, Rob?
I work for a well-known water utilities company doing their traffic management. So basically, I'm the guy that you shout at when you sit at a set of traffic lights.
I've never shouted at you.
Well, not me personally, but the people that put the lights up, I get all sorts of abuse.
Where are you from, Rob?
I live in a small town just outside of Oxford called Whitney.
Oh, Scott, good nights out round Whitney?
Not so much. No. You really have to head into Oxford for that, don't you, Rob?
Yeah, you do. Yeah, Oxford's a better night out than Whitney. Whitney's a small little market town, so, yeah, everybody tends to get on a bus and go to Oxford.
You're quite a powerful man if you're in charge of the traffic lights, though. That's quite a power to have.
I enjoy my job because, let's just say, I like upsetting people.
Okay. That's really endearing.
Yeah. Okay, Rob, we're going to play Real or No Real. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready. Raring and ready to go.
When you hear it in the afternoon, do you ever win?
I've won a couple of times. I'm not going to lie and say I win all the time because that'd just be false. But yeah, I play along.
Okay, here are today's facts.
A new range of Pokemon lingerie is set to be released.
Oh, wow.
Why would anyone want that?
I know the answer to this one already because I've seen it advertised in the paper.
That would suggest it might be real, this then, Rob.
Yeah.
Now, you've made a big blunder with this game because the thing is, it's me against you. So if you do know one of the answers, it's probably best to keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
And that's what you didn't do there, Rob. So now you've kind of told Chris the answer there.
You can have that one, Chris. Away you go.
So, how do you know about this? Have you been trying to find some Pokemon lingerie yourself?
No, I was never into Pokemon when I was younger, and I've just noticed it started to make a bit of a comeback. But no, that's not my kind of thing.
Now, is it lingerie with pictures of Pokemon on it, or is it lingerie designed for Pokemon? So it's like...
No, I would hope that it would be...
Pikachu in a thong.
No, no, I think
Pikachu
it's...
Pikachu in a lacy bra.
Yeah, no, I think it's like a range of lingerie with Pokemon on it.
Does the lingerie itself sort of evolve into something else, or is it just what you see is what you get?
I can't answer that one, because as I say, I never used to follow Pokemon when I was younger.
Yeah, but I know, you. By the sounds of it, you've already bought some of this Pokemon
lingerie.
Yeah,
you're the expert here. I've never heard of it.
Why not just tell us what's on it?
I'm only saying what I've seen
in the newspapers,
and on Facebook.
Yeah, sure.
Saw it on Facebook.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah,
so well...
I don't like to bend down in the yard so people can see my Pikachu pants.
What a line. That's made my day already.
I can't guess what your answer is going to be to this. Is it real or no real?
Scott, funny enough, I'm going to go real on this one.
Oh. Yeah, I'm going to have to go real. I did give it away a bit there, didn't I?
That one is real.
A Japanese clothing company called Yummy Mart are releasing the lingerie next week. And the range includes Pikachu pyjamas, a Pikachu hooded towel, and my favourite of all... the Pokeball shorts.
Excellent. Go Pokeball.
Pokeball shorts.
Pokeball go. I think that was the line. Oi, Mills, have you thought about bringing out any Scott Mills lingerie?
No, I haven't.
You could be the new Ann Summers.
And next.
Britain's Got Talent was originally going to be called the Totally Wild Mega Mega Talent Show.
Who came up with that idea?
To be fair, there's been worse names of shows.
Here's a question, Rob. If you were to go on Britain's Got Talent, right, you're forced to go on, a mate has entered you, you go up on stage, you've got to perform... Sorry, I didn't mean like that.
No,
you're on the show. And you... and so you're in front of the judges, you've got to perform one thing, right?
Right.
What are you doing?
I wouldn't say I'm... talented in any way, shape or form. I'm just an out average normal Joe Bloggs.
Right,
so now the crowd are on your side, you've done that speech.
Yep.
So
you
and then you sing Ness and Dorma.
Yeah. No, you'll be perfect, because you'll be like, oh, you're just a normal guy from the street. That's a great pre-chat. Now let's get to the talent. No? There's nothing there, is there, Rob?
There is nothing at all. No, I'm not talented. No, not at all.
Surely you must be able to do a trick with your traffic lights.
I can make you wait for a very long time.
that would actually be quite good.
Yeah.
Hey, Rob, can you clear up a rumour with me with the traffic lights, right? So
go on,
my mate told me this thing, where if you do drive up to those traffic lights and start flashing your lights, they'll change.
No, that's rubbish. I've tried that as well.
That's a trade secret. I'm not telling you anything.
No, but if that was true, everyone did it. And admittedly, I have tried it. It doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
Oh, because it's well awkward then, because what often happens is the traffic is sort of waiting in the other side and you're there flashing your lights. It looks really dodgy. Mm.
Yeah.
So it makes absolutely no difference.
No, not at all.
What if you honk your horn?
Was Britain's Got Talent originally called the Totally Wild Mega Mega Talent Show, though, Rob?
I'm going to go no real.
I think this might have been one of the early ideas for what the show could be called, so I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Yes!
It wasn't going to be called the Totally Wild Mega Mega Talent Show, but it was going to be called Paul O'Grady's Got Talent, because Paul O'Grady was originally approached to host the show.
So it wasn't just a show about Paul O'Grady, was it? You weren't only allowed to enter the show if you were Paul O'Grady.
No, it was hosted by Paul O'Grady, and he was presenting the talent to you. Paul O'Grady's Got Talent.
Oh, I see.
And finally,
the closed door button on a lift doesn't actually work.
Always thought this.
Why?
You know when you've just got into the lift, but you don't want anyone else to get into the lift as well? So you start desperately trying to press the close. And then occasionally here, because the doors can close quite slowly, you have a situation where you see people walking towards the doors. You could
put your foot in and, yeah. and get those doors back open.
But
they
don't.
Watch you do on purpose.
And everything kind of goes in slow motion.
Yeah.
And they're kind of coming towards you like, I could press a button here now and I could put my foot in, but I'm sorry.
But I'm not going to.
Yeah, and then the doors close and you're free.
Although sometimes, if they're really desperate, they will kind of put a hand in very last second.
Yeah.
The doors will open again and then they scowl at you.
But what about if the close button, as this is saying, doesn't work at all?
Well, I heard that if you hold down the close button, it will take you all the way to the top.
Another
myth.
You've tried that in the lifts here with me and that doesn't
work. Which isn't true. Then someone told me there's a special code you can put in numbers-wise on the lift and that will take you straight to the top. But the problem is, it's a four-digit code. So actually, I think someone was having me on because every time I get in the lift, I've been stopping on four levels until the day that I crack this code and get straight up to the top.
I think someone was just having you on.
Mm. Yeah, well, maybe it's connected to something else. Maybe somewhere a door is closing. It's not in the lift.
Yeah, that's a lovely front door to the building.
So can this be real?
I'm going to say real.
I don't understand why it would be there if it doesn't work.
The sportingness, I'm going to go no real, because why would they put something there that's not going to work?
That one is real.
Really? Ah.
Generally speaking, the closed door button on a lift doesn't really work. It's a dummy button, also known as a placebo button.
What's the point? Literally, what's the point?
It's the psychology of it. It's making you think that you're getting somewhere quicker when you're really not.
Clever.
Well, that's blown my mind.
I know, it really has that one, hasn't it?
Yeah.
At the end of that round of real or no real?
It's a draw. I got 20. Rob, you got 20. Well done.
Woo!
Well done, Rob.
Well done.
Well, I haven't done anything.
Well done. I love that.
Well done
for
playing.
Well done for turning up.
Well done yourself.
Thanks for playing real or no real. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Some lift engineers have been on saying that sometimes the close buttons do work. Also, one says, really beefy text, do not use your feet to block the lift doors. Use the sensor.
All right,
You okay, hon?
Yeah, but you need to put your foot in to get the sensor, don't you?
I think so. Don't say that, it'll make him really angry.
Sorry.
7:26 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Coming up at 8:10 this morning, we're going to have another game of library tennis for all the students who are so bored of being in the library right now because exams and dissertations. You and a friend go to the uni library or college library and take it in turns to grunt like tennis players. But the grunt must get louder each time. That'll be at 8:10. After 9:30 this morning, Innuendo Bingo is back. What a scoop. We've got Fred the Maitre D' off of First Dates. And Cece the waitress from that great show on Channel 4, First Dates.
The addition of Cece is the classy touch here, isn't
it? Game changer.
That's the difference with Radio 1.
Fred loves being the maitre d'. He's on just after 9:30 with Cece on First Dates. Let's get wet.
BBC Radio 1.
OK, right, what have you got, Sinead? Kanye West first, yeah?
Well, yes, you've been hearing a little bit about this in the news, but I thought it was important that we went into more detail. So, yes, one fan is claiming Kanye West tricked people into signing up for the Tidal streaming service, which you'll be aware is owned by his very good friend Jay-Z, by saying The Life of Pablo, his latest album, would only be available on there. He tweeted, this is Kanye, in February, and I quote, word for word, my album will never, never, never be on Apple and it will never be for sale. You can only get it on Tidal. That
right.
seems pretty, you know, that, you know.
But then you'd have another little think about it, wouldn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, you would.
You'd sleep on it and be like, actually, maybe I will put it everywhere.
Yeah.
And that's what's happened, is it?
Well, exactly. I mean, in true Kanye West style, knee-jerk reactions. And it's now, of course, like if I took out my phone now and got the Spotify up, you would see that The Life of Pablo is on there.
Right.
That's the actual proof if we need it in court. Yes, it's available now on all their streaming services and his website and iTunes. So the lawsuit is claiming that the announcement caused subscriptions to go through the roof, in effect saving the service, which hasn't been doing particularly well. So they just basically feel a bit tricked by it. No response at the moment from Kanye or Jay-Z, but
so
I'm sure we will at some point.
Are they saying that Tidal is now doing better because of this?
Yes, and the guy who's launched the lawsuit has actually brought out all these figures and everything to prove how much the subscription services, how much more people have subscribed to it because of this. But this is kind of what a lot of streaming services want to do, have exclusives. And then you want to go to them and no one else. But then if it comes on lots of other streaming services, then the exclusive isn't... Well, it's not an exclusive, is it?
I'll let you into a secret. Maybe I downloaded it just for the Rihanna album and then went off.
Right, yeah. And can you get the Rihanna album anywhere now?
I don't know. I don't know, actually.
Here's the thing. Just don't trust what Kanye West says.
I mean... That's...
On anything.
We should have learned this by now.
Is he still running for president?
Well, he's been quiet about that, but I'm pretty sure, yeah, he will do.
I love him because he just says things, right? Well, outlandish. It's like me after a few drinks and a night out. You say these things, but in the morning you're like, I don't really mean that.
No, but if you're him, you just keep going with it. You power on through, don't you?
So everyone is now heading home from the first weekend of Coachella, but we've still got all of their Instagrams.
Yeah, we still know exactly what they were wearing on their journey home, even. Yeah, because we were saying yesterday about how no one had really posted anything about the music or the sets. Well done at Taylor Swift. She watched her boyfriend Calvin Harris, who brought on Rihanna, and this seemingly blew Taylor's mind. So she put up a little video on social media showing Rihanna, and then it pans round and you can see her and Lorde, obviously.
Of course.
One of Haim. It's a bit blurry, so I'm not a bit sure which
Haim
one it is.
Haim are always there. They're like omnipresent.
One of Haim.
It's always one of Haim.
Just made out that it was definitely one of them. And Carly Kloss, the supermodel that Taylor always hangs out with, all dancing and whatever, having a great time, written to her, I'll never forget this moment, so incredible. But that is before the next incredible moment happened. And this is Taylor fangirling at Rihanna when they meet backstage. Now, someone's managed to film it on their phone, so you have to listen quite carefully. But it's basically Taylor hugs Rihanna. Rihanna's there, yeah, cool. And Taylor's going, this is great, this is the best moment.
Oh, so, okay. Let's say this.
Okay.
Oh my god.
So you can do, oh my god.
There's excited noises, but it's like she's never been to a concert before. Yeah. She's a pop star.
Also,
right?
Can I just remind you, you are Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
But she's like, oh my god. And you can see Rihanna's a bit like, hey, yeah, get off me. Security?
Yeah. She's like, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Go away.
Well, here's a question. Has Calvin Harris and Taylor Swift done a song together yet?
No, but it needs to happen.
That's got to happen, isn't it?
I kind of don't want it to ever.
Do you think it'll be really melty?
Because when this has happened before in pop history, pop stars sometimes make music with their husbands or wives or girlfriends or boyfriends who are also pop stars. Then they split up, but the music's there forever.
Yeah.
And it becomes really, really awkward afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, I think Calvin Harris actually has an example of that.
Yeah,
with the,
of course. Yeah. I bet you Taylor Swift is pushing for it. And Calvin Harris has managed to so far swerve.
Yeah, we'll do it next week.
Well, someone who might be launching his own singing career, Cruz Beckham. Now, you remember the little video that Victoria Beckham posted of him singing last week? Well, Dad David's got in on the act, posted another video of him. This time it's the Cup song, which you might know that Anna Kendrick performs in Pitch Perfect. So this is him singing along.
When I'm gone, oh, when I'm gone, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me by my hair, you're gonna miss me everywhere. Oh, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
Why? Definitely taking after his mum there with the singing talent.
It's all right, isn't it?
I know. But he's not the only famous kid starting a career young. Alicia Keys and Swizz Beatz' little boy, Egypt's now been given his second producing credit. He can be seen in a video on his dad's Instagram using a drum pad with hip-hop legend Q-Tip. So I'm just thinking, wouldn't it be great when these kids get to like 16 and they audition for like the X Factor or Britain's Got Talent, the Beckhams are back talking to Anton Deck or Dermot O'Leary. It's been his dream since he was young.
Wearing T-shirts with his face on.
we're just so proud. We want him to do well.
Now, finally, there's some pretty upset Reggie and Bolly fans out there at the moment.
How many exactly? Count them.
How many can you fit into this pub in Cornwall? Mainly the ones who paid £22 to see them in Cornwall in a place called Perranporth. And they were only on stage for 15 minutes. So that's like, that's not a good return on your money, is it really? One upset fan said if you'd gone to the bar and got a drink, you would have missed the entire set. So they've apologised, saying, like, sincere apologies to our fans who wanted us to play longer yesterday. We were only booked to perform six songs. And the venue have said, well, when they normally book these acts who only have a repertoire of about six songs, normally that artist or act will sort of have some crowd interaction in the middle of it.
Look, we all know you've just got to spit it out for a bit. If you've only got six songs, do a bit of, you know, split the crowd in two, do a bit of banter with the crowd, you know, where are we all from tonight?
Yeah.
Easily it becomes 45 45 minutes to an hour long.
Exactly. Same old patter.
Exactly.
Should know this by now.
Yeah. Come on, lads. Bit of banter with the audience. You would have spun that out a lot longer.
But my favourite thing about this whole story is there was a live page with updates on the BBC Cornwall website about this. So it's big news.
Oh, okay. So, but they have done an apology, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. They've said they're sorry. They were only booked to perform 6 songs.
Yeah, sorry. Now start the car.
They're true fans will stick with them as well.
Thank you, Sinead.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Shake it, break it, make it bounce. Shake it, break it, make it bounce.
If that doesn't get you excited for Radio 1's Big Weekend, then absolutely nothing will. That is our Big Weekend mashup for 2016. Announcing all the artists that are appearing yesterday was epic. What an honour. Mm. It makes you feel so... I feel so proud to work at Radio 1 when we do things like that, you know? We made a lot of promises on yesterday's show as well. We said that we'd organise... You need to write these down, actually, because it's all very well saying them, but we need to actually do them.
Do you mean the stuff we said to different artists?
Yeah, so... Write this down. We promised Marcus Mumford a football match backstage.
Oh, yeah, we did, didn't we?
With the other artists.
With Buggy.
With a little Jake Buggy. Ryan Tedder, we promised that we'd buy him a notebook that he can use in the shower. Can I leave that with you? Because you've seen them online, right?
Yeah, you can leave that with me. The thing is, I did suggest
you
this
You can
idea.
Leave that with me, but it won't happen.
No. It will happen. But then you said to him that you're going to give him the waterproof notebook. So if I buy it... Am I just handing this over to you to then give to him?
Yes.
Or then I'm not going to buy it.
Well, I haven't got my wallet. I've told you this at like 6:30 this morning.
I'll buy the waterproof notebook.
Apparently he's written some of his best songs in the shower, but these waterproof notebooks you've seen, you can actually... While you're showering, you can write, can you?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, we need to get Tedder one of those.
He wrote Bleeding Love in the shower. You know the Leona Lewis song?
Yeah. Also, we need to... give the postcode for where Big Weekend is to Nick Jonas so he can put on his Google Maps.
I don't know what that is.
Well, I'll find out. Powder him, innit?
Also, didn't we need to get him a tractor?
Yeah, well, no, he'll provide his own tractor. But we need to get him the postcode because he doesn't know where Exeter is.
What's the situation with Iggy and the Swedish horses?
Well, she did give us an impression of a Swedish horse yesterday. And said that she... said that she may arrive on horseback, but that's up to her. If she wants to, she wants to. We can't sort that kind of thing out.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We've not tried this on breakfast before. I'd quite fancy a spot of early morning library tennis.
Is it not too early for it, do you feel, Scott?
I reckon, because it's that time of year where students are just trying to cram in as much as they can, I reckon there might be a few people in the libraries even at this time.
Well,
rest of the year, no.
Do you know what? Sometimes you get your all-nighters, people that will be in the library all night. I mean, I don't advise it, but that does happen with some people. Or you get your early risers. They like to go put a towel down, you know? Bit like with sun loungers.
What do you mean?
You know, those kind of people that will go out and put towels on sun loungers just to reserve them all day.
What, so people put towels out... to reserve a space in the university library?
Yeah, because in some libraries, spaces are really, really valuable because they can get really, really busy there. So you've got to get there early, get your stuff there, then you're set for a day.
If you've not heard this, we've done it in the afternoons a couple of times. A lot of tennis players grunt when they hit the ball like this. So simply, we want you to pretend to be playing tennis in the library at uni. All you need to be is in the same university library with a friend. So many people are trying to get their heads down and revise at the moment, so this is kind of like a stress reliever, a revision break, if you will.
I quite like it in the morning as well, because it sort of gets you set, gets you ready. Do you know what I mean? Gets you on your feet, bit of sport, sort of livens you up a little bit, ready for a day of long, hard revision.
We have two students on the phone who are in a library together. Good morning, Gabby, first of all.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm right. How are you doing, more importantly?
I'm very well, thank you. Yes, very well.
Where are you at uni?
We are at Exeter Uni.
Off of Radio 1's Big Weekend.
I know, and we're very excited.
Did you hear the lineup yesterday?
Yeah, we did. I'm going on Sunday, so yeah, it'll be good.
Yeah. Now, you are going a little bit mad at the moment. Is that how you feel?
Yeah, just a tad. Dissertation deadline is creeping up far too quickly.
When's the deadline?
Next week, a week today.
Oh, good.
What's your dissertation on?
It is on the relationship between students and locals. So quite boring, but yeah, it should be good.
That's not boring. That sounds amazing.
I quite like that.
The relationship between students and locals.
Oh, well, I'll send it to you. You can have a read.
Okay.
Are you writing it like a soap opera then? Is this like the new Coronation Street?
I wish it was like that, but no, sadly not.
So you're at one end of the library. At the other end mm-hmm. is your friend Johnny, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Hi, morning. Johnny.
Morning.
You all right?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm all right, thanks. Fancy a bit of library tennis?
Yeah, I can't wait.
Are you doing dissertation as well?
I'm not. I've just got exams, but after a couple of weeks, so yeah, I should probably have my head down, but let's give this a go.
Yeah, well, the thing is, this is just a short revision break. I don't want anyone to get into trouble or get chucked out of the library, but it is just, it's a bit of a stress reliever. You both heard this before, right?
Yeah.
So the rules are simple. Like a tennis player, one of you serves and does a grunt. Then the other person returns the shot with a grunt. The thing is, each time you grunt, they must get louder progressively. Got me?
Yeah, gotcha.
Have you two played this game before?
It can't be that we have.
No. And what's the relationship between you two? Are you just revision buddies? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I guess that's what we call it.
Right.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, well, that went awkward, didn't it?
It should be a good game.
Have you ever grunted in each other's company before?
No, definitely not.
Well, it's great that this is your first match, then. Brilliant.
Yep.
Okay, Gabby, Johnny, we're going to get you in position now for library tennis, and we'll do it after this, if you're keen.
Yeah, we're keen.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Jono says it is dissertation week for a lot of people this week. People don't put towels down but leave their laptops parked on desks. Josephine says, in my library, people steal the light bulbs so that they can reserve their space. So they take the light bulbs out so that there it'll be dark and no one will sit there.
Really?
And that's how they reserve
I've
their space.
Heard of that.
I know. It's wrong, but kind of clever. For the first time on Breakfast, we're about to play Radio 1's library tennis. All you've got to do is pretend to be playing tennis in the library at uni, where normally it's rammed and very busy with people doing work. One person will grunt, the next person will grunt louder, and so on, until one of them quits. OK, so Gabby and Johnny are in the library at Exeter Uni. Who wants to go first?
Ladies first, I'll let Gabby go first.
Ladies first. How busy is the library right now?
Yeah, it's pretty rammed.
Is it rammed?
Yeah.
Gabby, you've moved into position, haven't you? I can hear that your voice is slightly lower now.
I know, yeah. I'm a bit nervous.
Okay. I wouldn't have thought it'd be that busy at this time.
No, it is. Everyone's come back a week early to do some work.
So how far apart are you at the moment? Gabby, can you actually see Johnny?
No, I can't see him.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
He's through the books.
He's through the books?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I love this so
Johnny,
much.
You in position? Are you on court?
Yeah, I'm in position, ready to receive.
Yeah. I've had so many good comments about this from people, like on Twitter, and like people stopping me and going, oh, I love that library tennis. So this should be a good one today. It is ladies first, as Johnny said. So Gabby, are you ready to start the game?
I'm ready.
She can't even speak. Okay. So... don't go too loud too quickly is my tip. Start off slow and then let's build it up. Build up the grunts.
Okay.
I don't want you to get in trouble, so if you feel it's going that way, and then just stop the game, okay? Just say we've got to finish. All right. I don't want anything bad to happen. Okay. Gabby to serve.
Solid.
Really, really solid start there.
Perfectly pitched that, actually, Gabby. That was...
Johnny. Nice and short and sharp, aren't they?
Yeah, but do you know what? Two very similar shots there, it felt to me.
Back to Gabby. Good one.
Oh.
Johnny, do your best.
Do you know what, Johnny? You pitched that absolutely spot on there.
That was
there.
Good, wasn't it?
Gabby, can you... are people looking at you? What's the situation?
Yeah, I think people are definitely okay.
Okay, just hide in the books, maybe.
Okay, so Good one there from Johnny. Back to you, Gabby.
It's good. It's good. It's very good.
And now Johnny.
He's wow. Really... I'll tell you what, you sent that right back in her direction.
Oh, very bold, very bold.
We had a complaint.
Pardon?
We had a complaint.
You've got a complaint?
Yeah,
I've not. Have they said anything?
I'm relocating. Someone just said, can you guys stop?
Oh.
Okay.
So crowd, we're not going to give up.
Interference from the crowd there.
If you need to stop the game, let me know. Are you good?
No, it's all right.
You've got another shot in this, haven't you, Gabby? You've got another shot in this.
Okay.
So what you got? Short and sweet.
But with force.
But with force, yeah, it's impressive. Mm.
Johnny. Oh, no. Well, I don't like it. Oh, no.
It's clear Johnny's returning every time, isn't it? Doesn't matter what Gabby throws at him, every time.
Yeah.
Gabby, you've got to go bigger.
Gabby, have you got anything better than that?
Sounded pained. I think you're going to have to go for length on the next one, Gabby.
Yes. Because Johnny is looking strong there. Johnny.
Surely that's it. Surely that's...
I mean, that's it.
What?
That's
got to
be it.
Is that it?
We're being stalked. The crowd has run onto the pitch.
Oh, no.
Johnny has asked the question there. Have you got the answer, Gabby, or is it game over from you?
I wasn't expecting it to come back. No. Surely this has got to be it now, unless, Johnny, you can tell me otherwise.
Do you want it, Johnny? Do you want a cool game on this one? We can...
I think I've got one more in there.
Okay.
You think you got one more in you?
You cannot be serious.
He could win this. He could win this game. Okay, I've had enough now. I can't cope.
Right, that's it. I gave him time. Yeah, that's it.
Johnny wins!
Johnny wins!
Well played, sir.
That was incredible. The loudest game we've had of Libero Tennis yet, by far. Now, I know you can't really both talk to me now, so I suggest that you would just get out of that library as soon as possible.
I'm evacuating the library.
Where are you now?
Evacuate.
Yep. I just got out of the library.
Do you know what I mean? Just get a breath of fresh air, gather your thoughts, and then you can go back in and revise. Yeah.
Johnny, you're out already, yeah?
Yeah, we're both out.
You were brave there.
Yeah, I think I won that one.
Yeah, you definitely did. Gabby, where are you now?
I've found Johnny, we're out. I think I have to go and change my outfit slightly.
Yeah, maybe you have to go back in wearing a disguise or something just for a couple of hours.
Oh, sorry, I thought it was because you were sweaty.
Yeah, that too. Oh my God, that was ridiculous.
That was ridiculous.
Johnny, I can't believe you did another one. I thought I had it in the bag.
Do you want to shake hands?
Shake hands, John. Well played, it's a good game.
Really, really well played, and well done to Johnny there for winning that game of library tennis in the library at Exeter Uni. A game which involves nerves of steel. You're not in trouble, are you, you guys?
No, a couple of people followed us, but I think we'll be all good.
You can head back in there soon. Give it a few minutes. Johnny, well done today. A great win for you.
Thank you very much.
And Gabby, thank you very much for playing as well.
Yeah, unfortunately I'm a very sore loser, so I don't know how well this is going
to
fit.
Right, okay, well, do keep in touch with us and let us know.
Will do.
Good to speak to you guys. Thank you for being on Library Tennis today.
Thank you very much.
That was very funny. And also, good luck with the exams.
Thanks very much.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. Back to Library Tennis.
Right.
Most importantly. The grunt montage that we have. Few people saying, could be more epic if we use the slow motion song, you know, that they use in Wimbledon for all the slow-mos.
Oh, hang on, I've got that somewhere.
Yeah, you do, because we've played it before. It's from a film.
Wait there, caller. Mixed. We've got to do mixed singles or mixed doubles, haven't we, next?
Totally, that needs to happen.
Here it is.
Yeah.
With the montage of the tennis grunts.
Yeah, this and the grunts. Interested to hear how it sounds.
Okay.
Work, doesn't
epic.
It?
Epic.
Maybe that's what we do for the future highlights.
It's good, that, isn't it? Really good. How, what about if we were to do, because also on sport they do a lot of the slow motion, don't they?
Yeah.
What about if we were to play this music still?
Or slow-mo the grunts?
Yeah.
Can we do this?
Yeah, just so you can see it again. Action replay.
Wow, that, I mean, that sounds wild. That is wild.
It's like two pigs.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
1 million hours through BBC Radio 1.
Right, so you've heard about this by now, right? We're not asking for your money, we're asking for your time. This is all about volunteering time. And we're trying to reach 1 million hours of it from our ever generous Radio 1 listeners by the end of the year. So you can pledge to one of our featured charities on the Radio 1 website, or just kind of join in with this by using the hashtag and sharing your volunteering hours and stories. It's all about kind of telling people about it, getting your friends to do it, putting it on social media so people know about it. It's just a way of getting involved in volunteering in whatever way you can. Now, there are featured charities on the website. You don't have to do those. You can share your pledge on social media and do whatever you want. This is a year-long campaign, and we just want to do as much as we can and give as much time as we can to a charity or an organisation or a movement that you actually really feel passion for. We've got thousands of hours of time from you lot so far, but we do need more. There are so many organisations and charities that just rely on time from volunteers. And also, you can have a good time as well and make some new people and new friends. Anyone can get involved. Go to the website. There's loads of information on there on different opportunities of pledging your time that hopefully will get your attention.
Okay, so if you go onto the Radio 1 website on your phone, there's this... Well, I don't want to call it a quiz, because when you see a quiz, it sounds a little bit rubbish.
Yeah, but I spend hours doing pointless quizzes on online.
Yeah, but this is like one of those that kind of you see on Facebook or Twitter. It's one of those where you answer loads of personality questions and it tells you something about yourself.
All right, so is it like the one I did the other day? Which member of Little Mix are you?
It's similar to that. So I just clicked on it. It only takes 2 minutes. I did it in the last song. So Radio 1 website on your phone. They have questions like this. In fact, Scott, you answer this. So which Beyoncé are you?
What's the aim of this? To find my volunteering personality?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, right. What Beyoncé are you? What
right,
are the options?
So Queen B, yeah. Sasha Fierce, Mrs. Carter, or I'm not Beyoncé, I'm Rihanna.
Sasha.
Okay. And here's another one. So favourite emoji. There's one which is a face lifting weights. There's a face with a snorkel. There's one drinking a cocktail.
Yeah, that's me.
Or there's one being a graduate. That's cocktail. In fact, the cocktail's you, isn't
Thank
it?
Thank you.
Anyway, so you
did
put,
you need to ask?
So you answer these, right? There's about 12, 13 questions, and then it tells you what you are. So I did this in the last song, and it says, you are a social butterfly. Right?
That's you.
48% social butterfly, 33% party animal, 14% sporty champion. Anyway, you then click on what does a social butterfly actually mean, because I wasn't sure. And then... weirdly, because I thought this wasn't going to be relatable at all, it strangely is. Goes a little bit deep. It says, loneliness is your enemy. Chat is your best friend. Oh. You'd be perfect at offering companionship to people or helping out with events that bring people closer together. Age UK is just one charity that always needs volunteers to offer support to older people across the country.
So it kind of works, even though you think this is a bit of a weird quiz, then it kind of works out... like the kind of place where you might want to volunteer.
That's what I'm talking about. So I quite like this quiz, if you want to call it that, because it feels like you get something out of it at the end.
Yeah.
It sort of matches some of the volunteering that you might be interested in with your kind of personality, that they've gathered information from those questions. So it's worth giving a go.
Have a look on the website. You can do it on your phone. Give it a try and let us know how you got on. And remember, if you are pledging your time or just talking about this movement, use the hashtag 1 million hours.
1 million hours with BBC Radio 1.
One.
The Scott Mills Daily. This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio
1.
Good morning, Sam in Bristol.
All right.
All right.
I'm very good. Yourself?
Yeah, good. Where are you at the moment?
Stood in a porch.
Why are you in a porch?
Because to get rid of the echo.
No, it hasn't done that at all. It's really echoey.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Are you off to work soon?
I'm at work.
Are you at work? What do you do?
Yeah, I'm a plumber. I'm in an empty house at the moment.
Oh, I could really do with you right now. That sounded wrong. I just need a plumber.
What seems to be the problem?
I don't want to go into it on air, Sam. We can chat afterwards.
I wouldn't mind giving you some advice.
I would like your advice because it's to do with my pipes. Wow. I'll tell you off air. All right, cool. So you know about bangers, right?
Yep.
Excellent. So I pick a song. Chris picks a song. We don't know what each other have chosen. It gets, in the afternoon, it gets very competitive. And at the moment, Chris is winning, which is fine because it's only Tuesday.
I'm winning 1-0. Although, if I win every day this week, of course, you will be five-balled. And that is what I'm going for.
Which
today.
Nearly happened to you just this week. A fortnight ago.
You can keep saying this. It was a long time ago.
Okay, so it's up to you completely, Sam, what the next song is on Radio 1 today. This is what I am bringing to you. Good with this sound. It's a banger. It's the perfect plumbing soundtrack. 5 seconds of summer. She looks so perfect.
So you've gone new rock.
Rock?
To a certain extent.
Yes.
I've gone old school.
Oh. It's a good track, that.
Don't you pull that face at me like that, Scott. For me, this is just memories of Big Weekend last year in Norwich. And this was such a moment when they played this. It's Foo Fighters, Best of You.
Two very different tracks.
Two good songs, though.
Two good songs, two Sam. Good You're songs. Not wrong there.
This is going to be a tricky one, I think.
Yes.
I usually do persuade to Chris, because I think he's had some unfair decisions, but Scott, you've put up a good fight today.
Haven't I, though?
Ooh, I don't know. Do we go, like you said, as modern rock, as it got described?
Really can hear the porch there, can't you?
Yeah, you really can. The porch is in full effect.
I am terribly sorry about the porch.
Don't be sorry, just make a decision.
As much as I do like Chris's choices, usually...
What?
It's going to be Scott today.
Yes! Some people are disgusted. I stick firmly by my choice of 5 seconds of summer. She looks so perfect. Massive, massive tune. Best text of the day. What kind of plumber chooses Five Sauce over Foo Fighters?
I wasn't expecting that from him.
I wasn't expecting that question to be texted in today. You never know what you're going to get to when you come to Radio 1, do you, in the mornings? Mm. To be fair, I wasn't expecting him to choose my one, but I'm glad he did because it sounded epic.
You know why, though?
I know what you're going to say.
You know why?
Yeah,
he's
because
got a whiff of business.
Right,
there,
okay, you
he?
Think that he's now... You think he's chosen Five Sauce because I'm going to give him some work as a plumber.
Well, no one would have heard this, but actually the whole way through that song, Scott and him were arranging...
No, we weren't.
...a plumbing session.
Listeners, I've known you for years. You know that's not true. Right, seriously,
listeners.
Don't, because otherwise I'll make you do your impression of Fred from First Dates when he comes in.
Don't start that one up.
Yeah, see? Well, it's the same. It's the same kind of thing, isn't it? Exactly the same. Go on, do your Fred from First Dates impression.
I don't have an impression of Fred. Imagine when he's doing this to make things awkward.
You just said that I was speaking to him about plumbing work, which I wasn't. I was listening to Five Sauce.
I'll tell Cece. In fact, you can tell Cece what you were saying about her in that last song.
See, you're doing the same thing now. All right, then. Well, you can do your impression of Fred, but I'll make you do it in front of him. When he comes in at 9:40 this morning to play in the bingo.
Though.
Go on, do it now.
You won't, though.
Go on.
You know I haven't got an impression. You're doing this to annoy me.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I'd like to welcome along all the people that will be watching Innuendo Bingo for the first time today, like Ant in Warrington. Hi, Mills. I want to watch Bingo for the first time. I usually just listen in my lorry. How do I watch live? I wonder why Ant wants to watch live today out of all days.
I do notice this with Innuendo Bingo, though, is whenever we get someone new on it, someone playing for the first time, then obviously you're going to bring all of their fans with them just to have a look at them wet.
Or someone fit. Anyway, Ant from Warrington says, well, you were kind of going around the houses there. That's what you meant.
Basically what I meant.
Ant from Warrington, you can watch it on your phone on the Radio 1 website, or you can, you know, just get, if you're working at the moment, maybe doing your dissertation, minimise that, get Radio 1 website on your laptop or tablet. Just go to Radio 1 website and you'll see Innuendo Bingo will pop up there. Nothing will be happening at the moment, but there'll be a massive thing soon that says play, hit that, and you can watch Fred, the maitre d', and Cece, the waitress, offer first dates.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And I'm very pleased to welcome Fred from First Dates to Radio 1 this morning. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very good. Very, very good.
We're still waiting for Cece because I think she's in traffic or something, but we'll plough on. So good to have you on the show today. And tonight is the 50th episode of First Dates. There's been 50.
Can you imagine? What a milestone.
That is amazing.
People love it. They just love it.
I love it. Chris really loves it. It's been saying for such a long time that we wanted to get you on the show.
Do you remember when we first saw about First Dates and we were talking about it on the show? Yeah. And it's great when you discover a new show like that and then it becomes as big as it is now, which is surely something you never expected.
No, we did not expect it, but, you know, we wanted to do a good programme and our intentions were good. And so, you know, as you can see on the programme, nobody set out to fail, you know, everybody's matched, you know, so that they can find the one and the person that they will love. So that's why people like it, because, you know, I was in a cab the other day and the guy said to me, "Hey, Fred, I love your show." And then he said to me, "You know, we watch it with a wife and we love it when they get on."
Yes.
And that's what people like, you know.
Yes.
And that's why it's so successful, really.
What I've also enjoyed is if you watch the first ones, you were in it a fair bit, but like you were just kind of welcoming them in, and now you've become this kind of love guru, which I enjoy. And I was looking through Twitter last night at some of the comments and people were saying things like, "I wish Fred could be there like every morning when I wake up to give me like a pep talk for the rest of the day." You could be like, after this, Fred, you could be like some kind of motivational speaker.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I do that quite a lot as part of my company, The Art of Service. I do motivational speaking around the world. I'm about to launch the Good Service Charter, which is a set of principles and rules to live by to deliver great service in any organization and sectors. So, yeah.
So if you are single and listening now, maybe ahead of the weekend, do you want to give us one motivational something to just say us? I'm not single, but everyone single listening, just something to hold on to here.
Well, being single is not a disease, first of all. So if you're single, you know, I think just enjoy it. But if you want to meet somebody, just put yourself in that situation and make sure that you're confident with yourself and you know what you want and be able to see the person for what they are and be able to come across in the right way.
You see? People will be taking that with them through today and through the weekend. First Dates makes me so happy when I watch it, says Gary on the Isle of Wight. It is a really sweet show, but you must have had some nightmares as well where people don't get on.
Well, sometimes it does happen. I mean, we've had a couple of occasions when it does happen, but, you know, it's so rare that I don't really like to focus on that. I remember that. What I like to remember is the good bits when people get on and when it warms your heart. I think that's the way to think, really.
There's so many cool moments like that. But when I'm watching you on that show and you're there and you've got, you know, you welcome everyone coming in, does it then really stress you out when you see people getting stood up? So they're sat by the bar, someone will have arrived, and then do you get really stressed that the next person isn't going to turn up?
Well, it happened only twice, and, you know, unfortunately, it's part of the parcels. You know, people do that. People can be unreliable at time, and this is not nice, but this is the way people are, unfortunately. I think that what's more stressful is when you see that people have everything to get on and they don't. That's the most stressful part. But it's not really stressful. It's just something happened. I have no control over that, and whatever I have no control over, there's nothing I can do, so I just have to take it in my stride, just like we all do in life, and see the bright side, and that's what matters, really.
What about when people get too drunk? What do you say to them?
Well, a couple
of chucked out, or
A couple of times I've stopped serving people because it was just too much, and it's for their own good, and you know you have to protect them. I mean, we have a duty of care anyway when you run a restaurant, and when people are just too inebriated, you just have to stop serving them alcohol, you know, because they just do not know what they're doing at that point. Some people need a bit of Dutch courage, and you know, I think that a nice beer or a glass of wine or a glass of champagne is lovely when you socialize or you go on a date. It's just that when you go over the edge and you need an ambulance rather than a taxi to take you, it's not really cool, is it?
I mean, often, especially the single ladies in there, they quite fancy you. Do you feel sometimes you're a distraction from the date? Because if they're trying to have a date and then you're stood there, it's like, oh, here's what you could have won.
That's right. No, I don't think so.
No. You can tell that some of them are like, oh, Fred.
Oh, Fred.
Oh, Fred. Stephen in Newbury loves the show so much that he's actually been there. He lives in Berkshire. He's travelled to London and sat outside the restaurant and then saw himself in the background on television.
Yes.
That's how much he loves it. Just so he can be in the background on first dates.
Is it an actual... It is a proper restaurant, is it? Is the food actually nice?
Yeah, no, the food is very good. It's a proper restaurant, and it's something that, you know, we just set up. You know, we come in 2 or 3 days before we start filming, and we do up the restaurant, and it looks like the way it looks now when you see it on TV. And then when people come in, it's a real first date restaurant, and everybody there is on the first date, every single person. So it's quite a surreal atmosphere in a way, an experience for everyone, because everybody knows that everybody's on the first date. So they all have something in common, all these daters. And obviously us as the staff here, we're in a very privileged position to be there and to be able to witness that and to be a guiding hand and offer the support as and when. You know, I think that the key for us is to make sure everybody feels comfortable and at ease, so that if somebody is more nervous or a bit shy, you know, they just go over their nerve. But obviously, if they decided to come to the first date restaurant, then they obviously have a minimum of courage already. For a lot of people, dating is daunting because it's about opening up and it's about showing yourself for who you truly are. And that's very, very difficult.
It's a fascinating watch. I'm looking forward to tonight because there's a guy that's a poet on from Essex who meets a photographer whose friends call her Paranoid Sophie.
Oh, wow.
Why would you say that on a date? The Scott Mills Daily. I like this text that's just come in. Sorry, no, tweet. Says from Jenny, I love Fred. I'm starting to think he's actually quite godlike. That's you, Fred. You're inspiring a lot of people this morning. Hey, Cece's here. Hiya.
Hi.
Hello. Welcome. You didn't get to do the pre-chat, so you're straight into the game of Inuit Bingo.
Yeah.
As you join us, and I really want you to watch this today on the Radio 1 website, get it on your phone, you can see, just like the First Dates restaurant, we've set out a lovely table there with some glasses. We have a Semyon, a lovely Semyon.
We've got this guy here. You know, we're supposed to have a nice, lovely date with Cece, and we've got him.
No. Oh, I see what you mean. Do you feel like I'm interrupting you two?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but stay here, you know, it's fine. Yeah. You know, it's ménage à trois, you know.
Oh, ménage à trois.
Why not?
Oh, yeah. So watch this today, because we've made it real classy. Like, we've got a tablecloth and everything. It's on the Radio 1 website right now. We're about to play Inuit Bingo with Fred and Cece from Channel 4's First Dates.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
This looks really good on the camera today. Just Fred, Cece and Chris on a ménage à trois date. Okay, so the water is quite cold. Please don't swear. And are we ready to go?
So
the aim is to get as much more water in your mouth as possible. When you hear the Innuendo Bingo clip, hopefully the water will spill out of your mouth and onto each other. That's the general idea of the game. It can get wet. Very tight T-shirt you're wearing there, Fred.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
I am.
Right, let's have it.
Okay. So
water, please.
Once I drink the water, I can't talk, right?
That's right.
Get as much in your mouth as possible. We've got the posh glasses for you and everything.
Yeah. Chris, Fred might be the most French person I've ever met.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Here we go. First up, it's Chris Evans on BBC Radio 2. Now, Chris is sharing a recent experience from filming Top Gear with his newsreader, Moira Stewart.
Judging from Moira's question, I don't think she quite understands the format of the show, Top Gear.
Instead of, like, honking his horn or you know, revving his engine, he pulled over to the side of the road and went for a walk.
No, 25 that's what you call civilised.
Yeah, 25 minutes later he came back and he said, so you finished? I said, yeah. He said, I'll be on my way then.
And you didn't take him for a quick nosh?
Maurice Stewart there. Nosh meaning bite to eat. Thank you to Richard for sending that one in. What a question to ask.
And you didn't take him for a quick nosh?
Okay, water please.
Right.
Next, we're going over to Gardener's Question Time on BBC Radio 4, where anyone can go on the show and ask for advice about their gardens. However, if I was this guy who was going to ask a question, I would try and get on as much radio and TV shows as I possibly could all the time. Check him out.
London N1P. One are you? Details of all of those, of course, on the Gardener's Question Time pages of the Radio 4 website. Another question, please.
Good afternoon. I'm Dick Soper from Great Saxham.
I'm getting wetter than anybody
else. I'm going to face you.
What a name, and what a place name.
I'm Dick Soper from Great Saxham.
Matt in Leicester spotted that one. Now we're going over to Channel 4's First Dates.
Oh, my God.
It's all fine. Come on, lads, let's get wetter in here. And Cece, come on. Kate and Donato are getting to know each other, and they're having dinner in the First Dates restaurant. Kate's telling the story of when she was a barmaid, but I think she got the wrong idea about what the job actually involves.
I worked behind a bar, like, once, and as soon as anyone asked me to fill a pint, I was just panicked.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't give you any head.
Oh, that was straight in Cece's direction there.
Yeah. I wonder why Chris did that.
That's a good one.
He's a very bad boy.
Fred, you can feel free to spray as much as you want. Don't be shy.
I can't give you any head.
Thank you, Matthew, for spotting that one. Time for a classic. It's Michelle Roux's Service Now, another show for foodies over on BBC Two. Water, please, as much as you can.
Oh, I was on there.
I'm Michelle Roux.
Yeah.
Yes, you were.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. I wonder which part you got.
Oh, it's not you this time.
He's going to bring back memories.
We've got three very different celebrities here on this show, three very different stars, but they all share one thing in common.
What's a pescatarian?
Pescatarian only eats fish.
Gok Wan, Dermot Gavin and Sophie Ellis-Bextor have been personally invited by Michelle for their love of eating out.
Jesus Christ! This girl is wild.
Right. Wild.
Yeah.
Now we're going over to Motors TV, and it's a show called Bike World.
Here we go. She's gonna get wet.
Here we go. It's on, Scott.
Did you not expect to get this wet, Cece? Oh, you are quite wet. I've only just glanced.
Oh my God, he's turning into a wet t-shirt competition.
Oh no, the napkin's not going to help. Just one small napkin there.
On.
It's on. Motors TV and a show called Bike World. Don't know. I've got to admit, I've never seen this channel or this show before. Fill your cheeks, please. But from the small amount of information I have, it seems that Susie is the star of the show.
As I said before, I'm not a particularly gifted off-road rider, which is why we leave that stuff up to Susie, because she loves it up the dirt track.
Oh, Susie.
My God, I'm literally soaked.
I'm sorry, Cece. Where's wettest right now? Where do you feel it most?
On this region.
Yes.
Yeah.
She loves it up the dirt track.
Susie, they're a real fan of off-road riding. Thank you to Jamie for emailing that one in.
Do you enjoy this game, Fred?
Yeah, but Chris, stop looking at Cece like this. It's not right.
Can I have some more water, please? Of course.
Fred is just kind of observing now.
Okay. Very naughty, Chris, you know?
Taking it all in.
Very naughty.
You should play this at the First Dates restaurant.
I would like that.
Yeah, no.
Like
it would be dangerous, you know, people could sleep after on the floor.
Sleep.
Sleep.
Oh,
sleep.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, sleep. Sleep. Oh, when anybody did.
It's like an innuendo, this one.
Okay, so now one of our favourites from Coronation Street on ITV.
Oh, they can't be naughty.
Well, you say that. I'm not sure where Sally was when Tyrone was painting the fence, but Tyrone seems to finished it off really nice.
Can I have a word?
Yeah, of course you can.
Thanks for treating our fence the other day. Are you quite nifty with a paintbrush? Not one single drop found its way onto my bush.
Oh. Oh, it's wet. It really wakes you up, this game.
It really wakes you up.
Doesn't it?
I wonder who came up with it.
I don't know. Sally was pleased, though.
Not one single drop found its way onto my bush.
Now we're going over to Match of the Day on BBC One. This is football, so once again, I don't really understand it. Chris, you might have to help me out. Mm-hmm. But from this commentary, water, please, I would imagine, correct me if I'm wrong, the most popular position to play is fullback.
He's got too much for Oviedo there, and he's so confident. And when you're a fullback in that position, it's an absolute nightmare. And he's comfortable there with the ball at his feet and a man up his backside.
It's suddenly gone off a level.
It really has. Thank you to Martin and Vicky for sending that one in.
He's comfortable there with the ball at his feet and a man up his backside.
And finally, over to the Chris, Gadget Show.
Can I request a song? It's called Singing in the Shower by Rita Mitsuko. It's a French band.
Oh!
She reminds me of this. It's really good. You should play it.
Okay, well, we'll dig that one out for you tomorrow,
okay.
Fred.
Cheers.
Quite hard to come by, like a last minute. You can't just ask for that one and then be expected to be on that.
Yeah,
next.
It's in English. It's in English lyrics.
Yeah. Very
good. All right,
yeah.
Cool.
Good song.
Singing in the shower tonight.
It sounds great. Okay, one more, please. Okay. And then we're going straight over to Clara. Okay, it's the Gadget Show on Channel 5. And we join host Jason Bradbury at a tech conference. Of course we do. Don't know about you, but there is so much on offer this year.
You can find the latest versions of classic toys here, as well as some of the newest innovations.
There's everything here, from miniature horses, drones, hoverboard thingies, even men with large balls.
Sorry, Sissy, we're ganging in on you.
Did everyone have a lovely time?
That was lovely.
Yeah,
apart from Sissy, I feel.
Sissy
feels great.
Yes.
Even men with large balls.
Don't forget, it's the 50th episode of First Dates tonight on Channel 4. Thank you, Fred. Thank you, Sissy, for being on Innuendo Bingo today. Epic times. Thanks, guys.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Those are Tuesday's best bits. We're back tomorrow morning from 6:30 in for Grimmie on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.